KBMW.
Good morning, you. We're into Wednesday here, January 7th. I don't know what that's called outside. I think it's sunshine. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. 28 degrees is where we're at right now. Well, one of our favorite groups of people here, Operation Zero, doing amazing things for deserving veterans. And, man, you want to talk a full slate of things going on, not just now, but throughout the year. Got Stevie and Arcade in to talk about the latest venture. Stevie, step up. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good to see your face again.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
How were the holidays? They treat you okay?
Yeah, they were super busy. We did some traveling, but now we're settling back in for school and all okay. that.
So Arcade got you what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly what was on my list.
All right. Well, let's get on to, this is called Freeze Veteran Suicide, and it's coming up. Folks, get this on your calendar. Saturday, February 21st. Stevie, tell me what this is all about.
The Freeze Veteran Suicide, it's a lot like our bikes and brews that we do here in Wahpeton. This one's over in Fergus Falls on the 21st of February. It's an all-day thing at the VFW post 612, I think, over there in Fergus. And we play games all day, and then we have the band at night, and there's some good food and good people and good times.
Okay, well, I got to back up because I jumped ahead of you here. I want to talk your Veterans Breakfast, first of all.
Yes.
And that's coming up January 25th. That's happening here at the Wahpeton Community Center. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's on the 25th, like you said, from 9 to 12. Same thing as always, breakfast. So pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, coffee. Just some good visiting time and just a good time to raise some money for a good cause.
And you usually typically have a pretty good turnout for this.
Yeah, usually we do. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we're hoping for the same for this one.
Right. And this is open to any and all veterans.
They can just show up. Anybody in the community at all that wants to come and just have breakfast with us and hang out. Yeah.
And veteran families too.
Yes.
Because that's one thing too people ought to know about Operation Zero, not just centered around the veterans, but veteran families. Pass the mic over there to this guy, Arcade. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Good to see you, and thank you for coming in here. I know your schedule is getting crazy here over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that. So thank you again for making the time to come in and talk to us. Tell us more about Freeze Veteran Suicide. Where did this idea come from?
Well, the post commander currently at the time, she had it in her head, and she came to one of our bikes and brews we have in Wahpeton, and she wanted to bring it over to Fergus Falls to try to help veterans in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one originally in the summertime, and having two in the summertime got to be too much. So we decided to put them at six-month intervals, and it worked out. And actually, it gets people out of their home.
Right.
In the middle of winter, the dead of winter, you know, where the fish ain't biting or nothing else like that.
You're right. It's a perfect time to have it.
Yeah. It gets them out. The cabin fever.
Yeah.
Come out, have a good time.
That'll blow it all away.
Yeah. We got a lady that shows up. She does massages and in a massage chair. And then we got a bag tournament. And lots of games. Like Stevie was saying, there's probably 50 prizes, two bigger prizes, silent auction, and the band tripwire to finish off the night. And we have a draw at the very end of the night for somebody to win something there.
Now, we were talking about this before we went on the air, too, and you've got limited space available.
Yeah.
And with the band Tripwire, and again, they take the stage at 7 and go till 11, and with them showing up, it's like, what, 250 people?
Yeah, 250 people max.
That's the max, so.
That's fire code.
That is fire code. So, suggest that you get there early. And again, this is happening Saturday, February 21st. What else can you tell us about this event?
Well, we're doing pre-sale tickets.
Okay.
And we're going to probably try to get them on our Facebook to see if we can't get them on there.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, we'll try to put it on the website to see if people want to go through that route. Just make it more options availability.
Right.
And, 250 is the max, though.
All right. So get there early.
Yeah, there's tickets left.
There's tickets left, yeah, that's right. If you sell out the 250,
yeah,
that's it.
Those tickets go towards a door prize at the very end, too.
Okay.
So, Yeah.
And talk about this, too, because the proceeds go to what you people do for veterans.
Absolutely. They all the Operation Zero and then our local area. Mm-hmm. Things that we've helped out with lately is cars, veterans that need cars. I mean, it's freezing out, and they're trying to walk to work. So there was one veteran, he needed a battery for his car. He was living at the homeless shelter, and he was trying to get back up on his feet. He'd been working for a while and walking to work, and he just needed a battery for his car. Well, the VA doesn't cover that. The DAV doesn't cover that.
Operation Zero covers it.
We cover it. Mm-hmm. But we're going to check with them to make sure and stuff like that.
Right.
And the VSOs, the DAV, and the SSVF, they reach out to us when it doesn't meet their criteria. And if you know a veteran that needs something like electric wheelchair or something like that that doesn't get covered by the VA, reach mm-hmm. out. Go to our website. Go to our Facebook. You know a veteran. If you're not the veteran, you know a veteran. Reach out. We'll do our best to help out.
Well, accommodating, you certainly are, definitely. And again, Operation Zero frees veteran suicide. And again, kind of repeating your mission, that's your end goal. So yeah. we can do away with veteran suicide. That is Saturday, by the way, February 21st, and that's going on over in Fergus.
Yep.
All right. Stevie, Arcade, listen, I want to get you in someday when your schedule permits. You can go ahead and laugh. When that happens, because I want to hear a few more of these stories, because you got great stories about what Operation Zero is doing for veterans. I think people need to hear that. So we'll get you in here, and we'll talk. We'll give you, like, a couple hours. Seriously, how's that sound?
You don't got a bottle back there.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, I'd forgotten all about it. Seriously, thanks for stopping in, folks, and stop in anytime. Open door for you guys any time of the day, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Arcade and Stevie talking again, freeze veteran suicide one more time, Saturday, February 21st, 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of